Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lunch with Leah, episode 614, and here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. I forgot to check my mirror, so I hope I look fabulous as I should.
Your hair's a little messed up on the top, actually.
Oh, my God. It's over there. I don't know. Where's my mirror?
Here's one. You can use this
mirror. Oh, my God. So anyway, meanwhile, I need my fabulous mirror. You know, we should have some of these made for gifts for Christmas. Aren't they fabulous? That girl made them for us. Remember, Jason? I look at these. I think they're great. Oh, lordy, lordy. Well, what's going on? Well, what at my house, what's going on? So Roy made some bet on some game. I don't know if it's baseball or football or what. But whoever won sent the other one something. So Roy was going to send stone crabs if he lost, and the other guy sent lobsters if he lost. So Freda opens this box. It's this big. There's two lobsters in there. The size of a small alligator. I screamed. It freaked me out. I thought they were alive, but it turns out they were dead. They had been cooked already. You just had to re-cook them. So you can put them, you boil the water. Oh, my God, it's so disgusting. It says you put them in head first. Oh, my God.
I know.
I made RJ come over. I said, if you want to eat these lobsters, you're going to have to help cook them. First of all, they weighed literally a ton.
I'm sure.
So we put them in head first for 3 minutes, take it out. The other one head first for 3 minutes. Then they send these little things that you crack them with. The damn thing broke the first time we tried to crack it. Well, remember Freda had that sledgehammer, remember, that she uses? We put them out, sledgehammered them down, and Roy and RJ and Freda ate them. I like lobster, I used to, but now that I know they feel when they're dying that I don't like them anymore. And, you know, some people say you put wine in the water, but now these were already dead, so I guess somebody had to eat them anyway. But they say if you put wine in the water, they don't mind the, you know, they... Like, I guess you get high and get knocked out and die.
Right.
I don't know.
We're a mess today.
We're a mess.
The internet's going up and down, and you're a little blurry. I can't seem to get that cleaned up.
I'm blurry?
But it's from the internet.
I can't be blurry.
And then we just realized we forgot to put the artwork behind you, too.
Oh, we don't have any artwork. Well, that's okay. Peter, what's his name? Oh, Kiri Moyal.
Well,
Jason, ask me when we're done about Kiri Moyal. I wanted to ask something. And Brito.
Yes,
well,
Brito.
Maybe they can see the Peter Max on the wall. They never have the chance to see fabulous Peter Max, my portraits. I have two portraits here, and I have about six portraits at home of Peter did of me. Pencil portraits. Can you see them?
I just moved
over. Oh, my God. I mean, yeah. So I guess I'm fabulous and didn't know it. So now the dog, you know, I don't get any sleep anymore because Dottie... You know, has she broke that leg? She can get off the bed, but she can't get on the bed. About five times a night and five times this morning when I'm trying to sleep, I hear, go get the dog and put her on the bed. And so I'm just like, I can't wait for her to get that cast off because she can jump off the bed, but she can't get up to the bed. So now I have to get the little one up on the bed, and then I have to get Donnie on the bed, so I never get any sleep anymore. So that's what's going on around there. And now tomorrow Thursday, I'm leaving to go to Texas. I'm going to see Jeff Thursday night, assuming that he shows up. Never know with Jeff. And Friday morning
throw a wrench in the plans.
9 o'clock California time, 11 o'clock Texas time, and 12 o'clock Florida time, we're going to have a podcast for an hour. Now, James, you know, being over-dramatic, put important announcement.
Big announcement.
The people are asking all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, like, oh, my God, did you hit the lottery and win $200 billion? Oh, my God, it was hilarious. Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of displaced feelings on Friday once the announcement's made.
Yeah, once we announce it, we're giving a great product buy, which we are. Go to Jeff Lewis Live, and you'll be able to get a really good good special. It's just a one-time thing we're offering for the holidays through Jeff's audience, but you can participate too if you listen in on Jeff Lewis, or you can email us and they'll give you the code, but it won't be live till tomorrow. Now,
Friday morning.
And then it's only going to, yeah. And so listen, well, that's also his podcast, so it'll replay if you miss it. Okay, so the post office, they are so confused. They are confused. So first of all, remember the guy that's running it is this guy named DeJoy. He's the one that went and confiscated all of the post office machines and sorters before the election, trying to make sure that a lot of these mail-in ballots that they assumed were Democratic ballots, because more Republicans go more often in person, and in certain key areas where they're primarily Democratic voters, were off the streets to make it harder for people to vote. Why is he still there? He's still there. And he has a competitive business. His business is a competitor to UPS, the post office, FedEx. He's a competitor. So by hurting the UPS, they want to shut it down. The Republicans don't want the post office. They want it to be privatized so that we can pay more. And it's an institution. It's been around forever. Why do they want to tear down the little post office and the little workers that are taking the mail every day? That just irritates me. So meanwhile, it turns out there are 5 people on the board, and 1 or 2 of them do business with the guy, so they won't fire him. So why isn't somebody stepping in and getting rid of the corruption with the post office? So now we get this, first we get an email or a letter or whatever they notify you with, some Zodiac thing, and they say, oh, the post office is going to be delayed this year, and the prices are going to go up this year, and we have all this stuff that we adapt to, adjust to, and work into the budget. Now we get an email. Oh, the price is different, but it's not that different. Okay, great. We're saving a little money that we were spending that we shouldn't have had to spend to begin with. Then, now they're saying you could get the mail out by the 8th. Isn't that what they said?
No, they said the 18th.
No, originally they said the 8th.
Oh, originally.
They said the 8th. So you had to get it all out by the 8th in order to get there by Christmas.
Of December, yes.
Of December. So we're like, oh my God, that's going to kill our holidays. So now we get a new notice today that you have to get it out by the 18th. Well, I don't believe them.
That's what they said last year, and it was 2 and 3 weeks later.
I just don't believe it, and so we just, if you want to order for anything anywhere for the holidays, I would not rely on that 18th date. I don't know. Why isn't this guy fired?
T. Hamilton says DeJoy should be fired, and... hold on a second. She said he should be fired, and it's an example, prime example of what's wrong going on in D.C. The U.S. Post Office is enumerated clause in the Constitution, and it must be protected. It's maddening, is what she's saying.
Yeah, and also, it should be a criminal offense when you're tampering with people's private postal letters and packages. I think they should prosecute him, put him in jail, and put the post office in charge of a public servant in charge of it instead of some businessman that wants to make money off of it and drive business to his competitor. I just don't understand why they haven't gotten rid of him. There must be
something going on.
That they don't... Maybe you can't just fire people off the board. I don't know what it is, but he has locked himself in. Trump can find the lowest people to put in high places of anybody I have ever seen. He is like a magnet for these corrupt people. So there was that. And then, I got a new cell phone. Oh, my God. I'm so annoyed because...
That's why we're late today.
Yeah, we're late
giving Leah,
phone.
We were trying to show Leah how to use
AirPods.
Yeah,
but I'm really annoyed because now my case doesn't fit because it's got 3 cameras instead of 1. So I don't have my case that I bought. So I don't have the case I can't use anymore. That's true. And now... I mean, everything you can imagine has gone wrong on the phone. I plug in the Waze. I'd like to go to the Miami Convention Center. I get dial 1, dial 7, put in this number, put in that. Do you want to use a cookie? Do you want to use a cracker? Do you want to go to, you know, here? Do you want to go there? You know, can you log in? What's your ID? And then I didn't tell you this one. Then I wake up the other morning. I can't get the phone to go to anything until I put in my facial recognition program. So I hold the phone up to your face. I hold the phone up to my... I'm not even awake. I'm in bed laying down like this. And then it's like, oh, no, you have to turn your head to the left. You have to turn your head to the right. You have to turn your head. I just wanted to access my emails. I don't want to do this right now. I literally just woke up. It's like they're running your life. They're telling you what you can and cannot do. Yep. That's all I can tell you. It's like you work for the phone.
Let me tell you something. I was the it's other, you know, when much. You remember when Facebook went down last week and Instagram was down, all of those websites were down. So, you know, it was down for a long period of time. And I didn't have to like manage all my clients' social media and things like that. And I was telling someone yesterday, do you know how different I felt at the end of that day? Like completely decompressed different from like just
you were decompressed
managing all the stuff that comes in all day long.
I would have been more anxious.
It was great not having the Facebook and all that for a day. That's what I'm saying is like it wasn't like pinging me every 5 minutes and things like that.
You know, but I get more stressed when I get behind, you know, but on the other hand, a lot of people emailed me or texted me during the time of the transition of transferring one phone to the other.
Including me.
And those got lost. And then later, either they popped up or the person contacted me and said, I didn't get back. I always get back with people. So it's a whole thing. They own us. They run us around. People are worried about the microchip and the COVID vaccine. They need to be worrying about the microchip in the phone.
Well, we are worried about it because Apple announced yesterday they're going to be about 13 million microchips short this year. And that the stock went down big time today. They're not going to have enough microchips to fulfill the orders.
Why? Because of the COVID?
Because microchips are the material to make them and the process it takes, they're in huge
demand.
Why
do they wait so long
and
COVID, get
behind? COVID was the reason, yeah.
Well, that's why we're ordering up our inventory. We're not going to get caught short again. I can't.
Supply chain. Well, I mean, think about it. Everything today takes a microchip. Your car, your phone, your appliances at home, everything has a microchip.
What about that woman that was on TV and she said, if you get the COVID vaccine, the metal sticks to you. So now she pulls out a metal. She pulls out metal stuff and she goes, see, and it's sticking to me. She's holding it up there. The minute she let go, it fell. I'm like, these people are crazy. They're, you know, people are, I didn't realize it. I live in a naive world, but people are prone to conspiracy theories. I never realized it because I never believed in the conspiracy theories and I was really never exposed to them. Yeah. But they believed that. And when she was holding the spoon up and the paper clip and this and that, and she's holding it on there, I'm like, well, that's you're holding it. It's not. No, it sticks to you. Once you get that thing, that you're microchipped. And then the minute she let go of it, it fell on the ground. Oh, my God. So, Jason, you know that Waterford clock thing that you got the battery for? We cannot find that clock anywhere in the house. I have no idea. I have no idea where that little thing goes. We have looked everywhere, and we can't find it. So I go and get something repaired, and now we can't find the place that where it goes. It's just, I don't know.
You're getting support from the Apple iPhone. T. Hamilton says, it's frustrating. I changed my settings to manual updates instead of automatic updates because it changes all the settings every time it updates.
Wait, stop. Say it again. Jason, listen and make sure I don't have this problem. Now, say it again.
She said she needs a new phone now so that she's been putting it off for this very reason.
Right.
So there's a way for you to have automatic updates or do the updates manually yourself. So it's good to have them on automatic because it keeps your phone up to date and everything working smoothly. If you have to do them manually, you have to go in and do them yourself.
Jason, do I have automatic updates? You better find out.
But when they
I'm going out of town, and if I have problems with this phone, I'm going to have to be
going. We went through that once when you went to L.A. one year.
Yeah.
Like the first year I worked here. I don't want to go through that again.
You know, I mean, I wish RJ had that same phone. See, if he had the same phone, he could help me. I don't know what kind of phone he has.
He probably does, or he has the 12, I'm sure.
I don't have a clue. You know, and what is that? It's a 12?
Isn't that the 13, I think?
Oh, it's 13, because I read on there it's 13 something, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, I just wanted my old phone to work. I was getting ready to go get the screen that was cracked, repaired in L.A., and then it started blinking. So I went to the jewelry show that they have once a year in October and once in January. You won't believe the stuff you have to do to get in there. It's like a crime lab. I mean, years ago, like 20 years ago or more, I filled out the paperwork to get in there. At that time, my friend Vivian had a jewelry showroom in Hong Kong. So I put myself down as a buyer for her showroom, which was kind of true because we did go buy stuff for her showroom to Hong Kong. But I got grandfathered in. But if I don't go every year or two and get recertified, then I have to go through it again, and it's hard to get in. I think you're supposed to either, well, we do have a jewelry show now. We do have a showroom with jewelry. But you need to either be a gemologist or a jeweler or have a jewelry this or that. It's a whole thing. So I got in the show. I went there, and you know, it's just the same thing all the time anymore. I used to go and spend four whole days, all day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It was the first one there and the last one to leave. This time I went 2 hours one day and 2 hours another day, and I was just done. I guess, I don't know, I'm just like over it.
I would have gone with you for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You should have called me.
I would've gone. You can't get in.
But you can't even take
someone. You have to show your ID. You have to be scanned. You can't.
It's like the art tents. Now, you know how they used to send those out every year. Now, if you don't go, like, after they've sent you a free pass once every 2 years or so, they take you off the list.
Now, this isn't like, by the way, if anybody wants to go to Art Basel, I do have a contact for that. But in any event, so the convention center is what you're thinking of. That I prefer over the jewelry show anymore because they have the estate pieces and the art and the crystal and, you know, all of that. But anybody can buy a ticket. I usually get free tickets in the mail for some reason, probably because I got on somebody's list, but the jewelry show's just not that easy. But anyway, I did buy Bill's aunt a bunch of jewelry, costume jewelry, and I bought Freda and Esperanza and Haney at the house some junk jewelry, and you know, just costume stuff. And I bought some of those masks with the sequins on them, but they were good. They were the ones where you insert the filter. So I bought some of those. That's it. I didn't spend any money. Didn't really buy anything. Look at all the money you saved, Roy. Look at all the money I saved for you.
Some people misinterpreted your comment
about
earlier
what?
When you said the little workers.
What little workers?
You were talking about the post office.
I love those workers.
But, exactly. But it wasn't taken that way.
Don't be so sensitive because I love them. I was defending them and their jobs. I'm saying, why is this business billionaire guy going to get rid of all these workers that have worked their entire life at the post office? They're waiting on their retirement so he can funnel the business to his next $1 billion.
Exactly. It had nothing to do with her.
Of course not. Of course not. Well, people, you obviously don't know me very well, but fine. I apologize. Next. Okay. So, we have a skincare special going on. You better enjoy it. It's going to come off soon. It's 25%. Go to leahblack.com with the code Fall Special. And Fall Event. The Fall Event. We have a face wash, exfoliant, a face wash and an exfoliant and an oil. Yeah. So, go check it out. Check it out.
That was just the graphic, but we have all of our stuff. It's 25% off on the website right now. Yeah.
Well, it says it includes the face.
Because normally we don't give a discount on Facebook.
That's right.
And that's why it's pointing
it
out.
We never give discounts on those.
So now's the time to stock up and order now for the holidays.
Before that, DeJoy rips off our post. You know, can I tell you something else? Jason, we need to find out about those checks to Texas. Write that down. Did they clear?
No.
Let's cancel them and let me write new ones today. And let me write new ones today because I'm worried about. So this is an example. How many weeks ago do we mail those? 3 or 4 weeks? Yeah. I'm telling you, it takes so long to get anything in the mail anymore. I just got returned from that I obviously put the wrong address, a Mother's Day card from May that didn't get to the person. So Mother's Day card did not get to the person in May. June, July, August, September. It's just now coming back to me.
My sister's birthday card took 3 months from Miami to Salt Lake City.
Why aren't they firing that guy? And he wants to take the job from all the workers. I'll call them the workers. The postmen and the postwomen, these people work this gig their whole life for their retirement and for the benefits.
And it's not easy. You're out in bad weather.
Yeah, it's a good job in though you get a lot of exercise,
exactly.
You get to meet all the neighbors. I mean, I could do it. I think it's a nice job. But it's not fair after they worked all that time now to try to take that away from them because this guy is running the post office. That's my new really pet peeve because I kept thinking they were going to fire him. And I don't know why they haven't fired him yet. And I can't stand him. Oh, my God. Leah's life lesson. Oh my God, this is really
people loved that one this week.
Let someone do your nails, but always polish your diamonds.
Polish your own diamonds. That's what.
Polish your own diamonds.
Yeah, that's a good one though.
Oh God.
So some questions came up about if you could talk about the product that you mentioned last week that for eczema.
Okay.
That you had spoken about.
You know what? Send us your email address and we'll send you a little sample and you test it and tell us if you think it works.
T. Hamilton, send your email or your information to us at hello@leahblack.com and then we will send you a little sample.
A little sample, and you'd help us test it and tell us what you think. So apparently, and I don't believe anything anymore because everybody's got a hole in the earth, but this woman is one of the top scientists in the world and she says eczema, psoriasis, scars, dark spots, and bruising. So we're testing it. Let's see. Here's one testimony from our customer at D. Weber 410. I am loving the anti-aging serum and the eye cream. They did exactly what you said they would do. Thank you. Well, that was nice. Thank you, D. Weber. Oh, and here's a little announcement. Jeff Lewis Live. With Leah Black. The big announcement coming Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern time. The big announcement's going to be a special on the skincare.
You know what everybody's thinking.
What? No, people are thinking, is she going to go on the space ride with William Shatner next time? No.
That was cool today to watch him do that.
I
watched it before I came
did
in.
Too.
Yeah, it was
I
good.
Just happened to catch it. I happened to catch it.
Yeah, I'm glad it all went off well, too.
Oh, my God.
I was worried about him being 90.
I'll hold my breath.
But
can
he doesn't look 90. He looks really
good.
No,
he looks great. But it's not just that. I still have in my head
that space shuttle.
I guess I was a kid or something.
I was in the eighth grade.
Yeah, because I remember, I don't know if I saw it live or we saw it at school or I saw the thing, but when that went up and then no one knew was it supposed to do that or not. And
they didn't know what happened. Just remember they brought us all down to the student union to watch it take off.
God.
And then I remember everybody just sitting there for like 40 minutes, like going, what happened?
And that teacher was on there.
Yeah, that's
remember?
Why we were watching it, because it was
God,
the first teacher.
It was horrible. And then didn't they find out later that they hadn't, that the O-rings or something were frozen? And they had been advised by part of their team to wait, and they didn't wait. Somebody pushed it. Oh, my God, that was just catastrophic.
I mean, they had problems with that spacecraft. Then there was the reentry into the atmosphere when it used to always, like, it would lose tiles and things would burn off and things.
Yeah. Well, they've advanced, but I'm sorry, I can't. I wouldn't go. If someone offered me $1 million, I would not go. I just wouldn't go. I'd talk Ryan to go and give me the million. So, okay, now, let's be careful, but. Did anyone see Madonna on late night?
Oh, my God.
What? Did you see that, Jason?
My best friend texted me and said, I'm watching Madonna on Jimmy Fallon. What happened to her?
I was cringing. I had anxiety. I couldn't breathe. I felt sorry for her.
I felt
horrible for her. Did you
it's
see it,
It's a cringe.
Ryan?
I mean, Alex,
did you see it? Madonna on
Jimmy Fallon. But she's like everything she's trying to be so relevant and like dating the 20-year-old and everything.
Let's get an opinion from a young millennial or whatever. No.
Everyone on TikTok was saying that she looks so weird.
Everyone talked about how weird she looked.
Well, I don't think it's just the work. I think she gained a lot of weight.
Her fillers and her Botox.
And between the filler, the Botox, and the weight, her face was puffy, and she was heavy because she's normally really, really skinny.
Well, that's what I was saying to my friend. I said, do you remember when she went on that health kick, and then she started to look real thin and unhealthy? Yeah. Now she's gone
the other way.
The other way.
I was wondering if she was on some kind of cortisone or something, or for an injury or something, because, you do get puffy. But then when she got up on the table and literally showed her tush, you could tell she had gained weight, but I hate she did that so much. I love her. I hate that she did that. I'm rooting for her. I just hate she did
just,
that.
She's trying it's to just, act, still act 20, and it's
but
not.
Even
it's
a
not 20 year old off.
Shouldn't do that.
Let
know?
Me ask you, did you see Tom Cruise? Because he was
yes,
at the, in a related story.
Yes.
He was at a ball game
his
the other night. His
all
face,
out.
I couldn't even recognize him.
I didn't either. When he smiled, his cheeks were like chipmunks.
They were saying that he looked like he had had work done.
I think he had. You know what they
but
do?
You know, he's a Scientologist. Okay. So he doesn't believe in medicines
well,
and all that
what,
stuff.
Well, Botox, this is what they do. They put that filler in their face, and it puffs out. To yes. get rid of a line. Let's say you have a line here. So you put the filler in, it gets rid of the line, it puffs it out.
Yep.
But then when the line comes back, it's deeper because you've stretched your skin.
Again.
Then they do it again. And they do it again. And before you know it, they look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Their face is twice the size it used to be. And I think that's part of it. But I was shocked that Tom Cruise would go out in public. He's so
careful
aware
about that
of every little fingernail of his image. That I am shocked he even went out in public.
I
he should
agree.
Have kept his mask on. He should have just kept a mask on if he wanted to go to the game that bad.
He looked very
different.
Oh,
but that was horrible. Then
the best policy is to take care of your skin instead of no fillers is what
Tia
said.
That's right. That's right.
And Leah Black skincare, of course.
Yeah. You know what? I've never had any fillers. And I went with Ingrid once. I told you I did that Botox on my eyebrows, and I hated it so much. I just hated it. I couldn't wait for it to go away. Yeah. And I'll never do it again. So, meanwhile, Paris Hilton had her bachelor and bachelorette party in Vegas, which I'm sure was a big hoopla-la. Uh-huh. Kanye West, what is it with him? You know, I kind of feel a little sorry for him.
Well, I mean, he's bipolar. That's part of the
That's
problem.
That's part of it, you know. But, you know, he's lobbied to get this convicted drug offender, trafficker, that murdered people out of jail. He tried to get a pardon from Trump. Well, Trump gave the guy the pardon. So Trump pardoned the drug dealer who also he trafficked in drugs and murdered some, and a murder for hire plot. I don't know that he murdered, but he murdered for hire. So Trump agreed to give the guy a pardon. But guess what? He forgot to put in writing. So the guy is still in jail. Talk about incompetence. He can't even pardon somebody properly. I mean, it's just hilarious. Now, Katie Couric has a memoir coming out, and apparently
I've been reading about
yeah,
it. It is. They say she'll never work again. That's what they're saying.
She probably says, I don't want to work again. I made $7 million a year. I'm retired. I'm happy. I've got the two kids are grown. I've got
a
great husband. Yeah, I heard she not only burned some bridges, I also heard that she, it really dismisses her goody two shoes.
Uh-huh.
You know, she doesn't get to come across as a sweet little innocent yep. Katie Couric anymore. So that should be interesting. Now, Machine Gun Kelly, they dropped the charges against him because they didn't have enough evidence. So he was going to be indicted or prosecuted or arrested or whatever for beating up or pushing or assaulting a parking lot attendant. Well, they declined to charge him because they said that there was no reasonable likelihood of conviction based on the evidence. So he got out of it. Now, I get him mixed up with the other one. There's one that dates one of the Kardashians. That's not him. It's the other one that dates the Megan Fox. That's who he is. Yeah. They're both kind of strange. Got all those tattoos. I mean,
Travis Barker is the one that dates the Kardashians.
Yeah, I get them mixed up because they look kind of alike and they've got the tattoo look going. But yeah, so there's that. So apparently, Prince Andrew in Royal News, Prince Andrew's siblings have all shut him out over these sex allegations. Now, see, I don't think that's right. These are allegations of 20 years ago, they haven't been proven. Maybe they're true, maybe they're not, but he's your brother. You don't just go cut him out. If anything, you support him now more than ever. If he did the wrong thing, he should own up to it, apologize, accept the consequences, and move on. But you don't, just don't shut him out. It's all because of that royal, upper nose, blue-blooded, you know, we're so fabulous. Instead of just being, you know, that was the one thing about Princess Diana and why everyone liked her, because she was like a real person. She wasn't following the royal protocol every single time. So anyway, there was that. And then Prince Harry apparently is writing a tell-all. I mean, now that I don't think is a good idea. I feel bad for them. I feel like publishers are using them. I feel like people that interview and get big interviews are using them. I think that they were listening to someone that really had their best interest at heart, they would say, don't say anything about anybody. Go out, do all your charity stuff, make all your business deals, live your life. And 5 years from now, if you want to go out and do a tell-all, fine. But I think it's just, I just don't think they should be advising him to do a tell-all book right now. I think that they're naive and they think it's going to help them. And it's not. It's going to backfire.
It's going to backfire.
So I would advise them not to do it. But, you know, these publishers and these interviewers, they don't care. They'll throw anybody under the bus. Now, apparently he's even going to add in there the racial comments made about Archie. And, I don't know.
John Davis says, when Prince Andrew admits his shortcomings, we'll move on.
Exactly. Okay, so now some of the Caribbean islands, including Barbados and one other one I can't remember, maybe it was Jamaica, yeah, are now going to no longer be, they're going to depart from the Queen being the head of state. And they think it's going to be, it may be a, what do you call it, a trend, you know, that it may be a domino effect. Anyway, so Britney Spears is apparently thinking about performing again. Did you know that?
Yes.
So let's see what happens about that.
And Daniel Craig's Hall of Fame, well, you saw the pictures. I think we mentioned it last week. And then this little rapper, Tyga, got in trouble with the girlfriend. Let's see what happens about that. I hope it turns out that he didn't do anything, poor thing. Because remember when Chris Brown got in trouble for that with the girl? It just ruined his career. These kids, you know, people don't understand consequences. It only takes one thing. You can do 10 million things right, you do one thing wrong, and all of a sudden, you're just like, persona non grata, I'm not going to buy your music. By the way, R. Kelly's record sales are skyrocketing right now. The public is crazy. I mean, they'll punish somebody else and they'll reward, I don't know, whatever.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's just...
Oh, my God. So, in Real Housewives news, I have my Real Housewives...
Oh, I have a couple little juicy
tidbits. Well, go ahead. One of them was that the lawyers are demanding all the footage of hundreds of hours of unaired footage, and they can't get it from Bravo. They have to get it from the production company, so they have to get it from Evolution, so they're going to be subpoenaed.
They did yesterday. Bravo and Evolution got subpoenaed, is what is, I read this morning in Variety, and they also uncovered Erica's salary, supposedly.
Yeah.
And
I was thinking she made more. I have to tell you.
Well, I have to tell you, I was telling Jason this morning when we were talking about it, I think that people have maybe a little distorted view as to how much the women really get paid on those shows.
Well, some of them do get paid a lot.
I do think there are a few.
Some get paid too much.
That
because
are probably in the $1 million range.
But once
Erica,
get to,
like at $600,000, I thought she would have been closer.
I thought she'd get a lot more. If she were smart, which I'm sure her lawyers are, when she negotiates her next contract, she would take less salary and more benefits so that they can't seize it, you know? Far be it from me.
And then last night I saw there was a Kyle had a party at her house for Halloween.
That's my housewife news. Yeah, I'm listening.
And because she's in the new Halloween movie that comes out Friday, so they had a party.
Oh,
a premiere.
She is?
Yeah, because she was the original little girl in the first.
Oh, I forgot about that.
In the first one, yeah. So,
I forgot about that.
So she's in this one, and they had a costume party, and some of the housewives showed up, and Teddy looked amazing.
She always looks amazing.
God, she looks great.
Teddy is a beautiful girl.
I thought she looked better than anybody.
She downplays her beauty because she's really a down-to-earth girl, you know, so she doesn't flaunt it. Some of these girls that have one-tenth the natural beauty she has, with the 10 hours of hair and makeup and fake everything they put on, They look so great, and you see them in person, and you're so disappointed. She's got a lot of natural beauty, but she's not full of herself about it.
No,
you know?
And
so good for her.
At the party, Kathy Hilton showed up, and she was dressed as a doctor, Dr. Hunky Dory.
That's funny.
And then Dorit dressed up like Paris. Version of Paris years ago, which was really kind of cool.
I have to tell you, Dorit is the best dressed, probably the best dressed person on television in today's
world. She is pretty good.
She knocks it out of the park every single time.
I agree.
And now, didn't we talk about it last week that they're trying to stop her from selling
a couple
her clothes?
Of them, yeah.
I don't know why they're not loaning
not.
Her
that's
everything.
Rumor, but yeah, they should
be loaning her. She wears it well. She's tall, she's thin, and she's pretty, and she's dainty, and she wears clothes very well. She has exquisite taste. And between her hair and her clothes, she just puts it together flawlessly. I've never seen her miss the mark once.
She always looks really great.
She looks fantastic.
She puts her time into it. Yes, Kyle is playing the same character as an adult in the new movie.
Well, good for her. So
what they did is they went back and brought all the child actors back for this.
Oh, okay.
And there's a theme that runs in the storyline about all the previous
Who
people.
Else is in it that we know?
Michael Anthony Hall that used to be in Six Feet Under, and he was in the Breakfast Club, and he's been in a lot of films.
So he
was one of the children, and he's back as well as an adult. And they brought back all the original actors and actresses.
I never get into the Halloween thing.
I loved it. It's my favorite
horror
franchise.
All the gays love Halloween. You should be in West Hollywood during Halloween.
Leah, they want to know. Steve Sweeney wants to know: are you on Peloton? Only if she happened to step on it.
Peloton.
It's one of those exercise bikes that.
I'm not on a Peloton.
She doesn't. Oh my God! Can you imagine Leah trying to pull up classes on the Peloton?
No, I would rather get on the old time. What do you call it? Just the running machine. I have the elliptical running machine. I just want to stick to that. The walking, the running. I don't want any more electronics in my life. Roy's new car has a big screen. You can't do anything without punching 5 buttons.
Oh my God! Did you get a Tesla?
It's the Mercedes.
The whole inside of the
and
Tesla.
I don't
like
want to do that, and I'm never going to give up the car I have now. If you have to go to that, I'm not going to do it.
That's funny.
I'm not going to do it. It's exhausting, and then the screen's dirty all the time. You got fingerprints on it.
We had that Mercedes.
Yeah. I drove that 1984 Mercedes station wagon until Eugene Yesel told me my son can't ride in that car. It's not safe enough. But I called the office. I need another car. And I got another car. But I would never have gotten rid of that car. Everything was manual. The seat was, I loved that car. But anyway, but this thing Roy has, I get in the car. The first thing you see are the damn fingerprints. So you get out the rag, you clean the fingerprints off. By the time you get out, they're dirty again. Then he's like, don't do that while we're driving. Do it when the car is off. I'm like, well, you do it the minute you turn the car off before I get in the car each time. He's never once cleaned the damn screen. And it's fingerprints all over. And I started thinking, if they wanted someone's fingerprints, all they have to do is go get a car right now. You've got their fingerprints. Yeah. You don't even have to ask for them anymore. Everybody's got them on their car.
We need to take our little 5-second break for our commercials, and we'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back. And we're back.
That's funny. I didn't have I guess I lost my housewife sheet. Well, it's good. Maybe we weren't supposed to talk about him today.
Well, tonight's the reunion part one. So.
Oh, they're having it already?
Yeah,
don't they usually have some time in between?
Nope. Especially it's four parts.
Don't let me forget, because I know I don't TiVo it. I don't want to miss it. Text me. Yeah, I always forget about that. Oh, my God. I definitely don't want to TiVo it if I don't watch it.
They want to know if you still have your white S class. Yes, that's what she's still driving.
That's what I have. I have it, and I like it. This tweet, I thought this was so hilarious. So this flight attendant announces on the microphone. No, I don't know if she announced it on the microphone or it was overheard. Ladies, we found that Prada, Gucci, and Chanel purses do fit under your seats. And if your purses were real, you would not be flying Southwest.
That's a good
hilarious.
One.
If they were real, they wouldn't be flying Southwest. Oh, my God. I remember when he used to travel to Indonesia. They had everything in skins over there, alligator skin and snake skin and ostrich skin, all the skins that I used to buy. Like, I bought this briefcase that was complete alligator. I don't mind them killing the alligators. I'm happy that they do. And I had it under the seat in front of me. And when I got off the plane, some little kid in front of me had spilled his entire drink on it. and ruined the whole thing.
It's like that that time the girls went on the trip and Kyle knocked a champagne in Lisa's new Birkin.
Yeah, right. And, you know, skins don't do well with, you know, like some leather you can get, but that's not one of them. You know, the ostrich is the worst. You get a spot on ostrich and it's really hard to go away. So in COVID news, well, three people in Egypt were arrested for disposing of thousands of dollars of vaccines without authorization. Photos popped up on social media. They had scattered them around the waterways, and they arrested the unauthorized pharmacist and was involved in it, and the driver and the rest of them. Now, why were they throwing out these vaccines? Did they not want to deliver them where they were going because it was too far? Do they not believe in the vaccines? Why would you do that? Why would you throw away? I mean, and especially in Egypt, you know they're all dying to get the vaccine over there, literally dying to get it. I just don't understand it, you know. Florida is docking salaries from school districts that defy Death Santa's no mask mandate. Started again, so I guess apparently I hope the administration covers it. It's so annoying.
And one of the counties got fined $3 million yesterday.
That. But you know, that, how do you fine an entire county? I don't understand. The money comes from the state.
Yep.
So you're fining yourself? I mean, I don't understand. You know, he's an idiot. He's an educated fool. I'm telling you, and he's mean. Have you seen his
demeanor?
He
got a little karma this week, too.
What happened?
His wife's very
sick. Oh, his wife's very sick. Yeah, I saw that. I feel bad for her. Well, listen. I feel bad for her, but I would be sick, too, if I had to live with him. He's horrible. First of all, he's mean and nasty. Do you see how mean and nasty he is when he's on the news? If you try to ask him something he doesn't like, he's like a bully, like punching bag.
It's like,
you know?
Trump thrown in a dryer and shrunk down. That's about what he is.
He's just horrible. You know, there was a guy interviewing
Someone
him.
Someone says he reminds them of a Sopranos character.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, remember this guy, Grant Stern. He's on Twitter. Okay, he's a lawyer.
Well.
Okay.
I know him very well. He's a lawyer.
He went to one of the press conferences. Do you know he asked a question DeSantis didn't like, and DeSantis's thugs hauled him out, hurt his knee. He had to have knee surgery. Now he has to have rehab, and it's going to go on and on and on. They literally dragged him out because he asked a question that DeSantis didn't want to answer. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is just a thug. And it's scary to me if he ever got in the White House, he'd be worse than Trump. Worse than Trump. I don't know if you can get any worse.
Some of these people knew Grant was, too.
Oh, they did? Okay, well, I follow him on Twitter, too.
He's a really nice guy. I've known him for a long time, and we both got into, like, social media when it was first coming out.
Yeah.
And we used to do stuff and speak at some events and things together. He's a really, really smart guy.
He's a very smart guy.
He's a really nice guy.
He's part of that Democratic coalition with the other guy that I went to the fundraiser for in L.A. I can't think of his name. Oh, Scott Dworkin. Yeah. Okay. So World Psychology published that those with substance abuse, smoking pot and drinking a lot of alcohol are more likely to get the virus. 3.6% of regular people get it compared to 7%. So you're twice as likely to get the virus if you abuse alcohol or drugs or pot. And now they have three times more young people in the hospital than they've ever had before. Florida's losing 200 people a day. That's three times per capita the death rate in California compared to, three times the death rate in Florida compared to California, according to Johns Hopkins. We're the third worst state for deaths. As of last week, 55,600 people in Florida have died. I think the ones early on, poor things. But if you're getting it now and you're not vaccinated, it's hard to feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I agree.
It's hard. I feel sorry for the people around you.
John Davis said he disinfects his bong before he...
That's funny. Well, I just am telling you, you're twice as likely. Make sure you got the booster shot. They need to have a pot booster shot.
As soon as the pill comes out, everybody will be taking the pill.
Yeah, but that's only after you get it.
It's so silly,
that's
but
stupid.
I mean, people love pills. They won't get a shot, but they'll take a pill.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, that's only going to help you. It's only 50% as effective of saving your life.
Right.
as if you get the vaccine, you're less likely to get. I don't understand the mentality. So people are going to say, oh, I don't need that. I'll just wait until I get it and take a pill. Okay. So this Massachusetts man faked his own suicide to avoid being charged for defrauding the government out of $543,000 of COVID relief funds aimed. He claimed that he owned four businesses back. Remember when they were giving those bridge loans to companies that their business were affected by COVID? So this guy claimed he owned four businesses, and he didn't own any businesses. So he's gonna being charged for $543,000 in fraud, but he had faked his own suicide to avoid being charged. Mm-hmm. How stupid. 61% of adults and 69% of total travelers agree that they should mandate vaccines before getting on a plane. I'm all in on that one. I think if everybody that had got on a plane was vaccinated, everyone could be a lot more relaxed. It's stressful enough to have to travel. And then on top of that, you got to worry about if the person coughing and hacking behind you or next to you. Oh, God, I don't know.
There were a couple questions. People, John Davis asked if there was a booster for Moderna, and T. Hamilton said yes, it was approved yesterday. I didn't hear about the approval. I knew they were working on one, but I will say that I had a third shot. My doctor gave me one because I have a respiratory pre-existing condition.
Yeah, you can get them anyway.
And I got it. So I would say, yes, you can get the third shot if you want to, it's supposed to raise the 11 times or more.
Yeah. But even if you don't qualify under the age or whatever, you can still go get one. They'll give you one.
Yeah.
And you know you should, because there's no shortage of them. Okay. If there were a shortage of them, then I say you wait your turn. There's no shortage. No. Go get it.
And yes, yes, and yes for airplanes, they said.
Yes, yes, and triple yes. Oh, one out of every 500 kids have lost at least one parent or a caregiver to COVID. Okay. 500,000 kids, 500,000, one out of every 500,000, no, one out of 500 kids have lost either a parent or a caregiver, one out of 500 to COVID. Can you imagine how traumatic that would be? And especially, let's say you're a kid and your mom dies and you're 10 years old, and you find out in 5 years from now that she didn't get the vaccine. You're going to hate her. Like, why would you do that and leave us with no mom when you could have just gone and gotten the vaccine? I don't know. So 80% of Connecticut, residents of Connecticut have been fully vaccinated. That's the highest in the country. Mm-hmm. Is it 80 or 86? I can't read my writing, but that's a lot, 86. Yeah, so I guess you can go to Connecticut and spend your money there and feel comfortable.
And some companies are getting up there. I heard this morning, like Delta Airlines, 99% of their company, of the company is vaccinated now. And then the NBA was talking about some of the teams and stuff. There was one in New York, I think one of the New York teams, one of the guys that was one of their star players, he did not get vaccinated, and they have sidelined him.
Yeah, he's not going to get to play. It's going to cost him $30 million.
Yeah.
Too bad. Bye-bye. So Fiona Hill, remember she testified in the impeachment hearing. She's also one of the world's leading experts, PhD in Russian relations and world affairs. She says that the insurrection on January the 6th, you should get her book. It's called There's Nothing for You Here, based on her father telling her back when she was somewhere where they were living, that there's nothing for you here, go there. And she went to the UK and then to the US and built the life for herself. She said that was a dress rehearsal, that they are working underground to literally overthrow the next election if they don't get what they want, these thugs. And did you know that AT&T funds OAN?
Oh, my God.
John,
wow. They did a whole thing the other night on John Oliver about it. And, his show is owned by HBO, is owned by AT&T. Boy, he did not hold back the other night.
How are we going to get
he
rid
went
of all of our
nuts.
AT&T stuff and go to somebody else?
That's
Who do you
it.
Go to?
I've never used AT&T. I've always been Verizon customer.
What are we on, Jason? We're on AT&T, so we're going to have to figure out how to get out of it.
Yep.
Because you can't support AT&T if they're supporting OAN. That's just a propaganda network full of insurrectionist and white supremacist.
Not only that, if you see the story
killers.
And what they funded and how it came to be, the way that he explained it in his bit the other night, it was really frightening to
That's
see
dangerous.
That. It absolutely
That's
is.
Very dangerous.
They should be held accountable for it.
Of course. Something needs to be done. The Justice Department needs to
absolutely.
Get involved. And so does the Federal Trade Commission. There should be truth in what you say. If you represent yourself as a news organization, you should be held to the standard of being vetted as news and
right.
truth. If you call yourself a tabloid, that's a, okay, but a tabloid is, well, the New York Times is starting to become a tabloid,
yeah.
let's be honest. And that one girl on there that wrote that hit piece on Stephanie Wolkoff, I can't stand her. She knew she was lying. She lied anyway just to get a big piece in the newspaper. What's her name? Oh, God. Anyway. Annoys the hell
yes.
out of me. Yeah, because why would you ever let someone that was in the Trump camp, her mother working for the Trump family, write a hit piece on someone because they were against Trump, and then keep them on your damn New York Times, and then worse than keeping them, they're letting them report on politics. Go report on restaurants. You don't get to report on politics. You lied to all of our readers. Maggie Haberman.
Yeah.
Oh,
people are suggesting that you look into Ryan Reynolds owns a phone company called Mint, and everyone's saying it's a fifth of the price and it's excellent. And I heard it runs
M-I-N-T. You know, we're probably under a bunch of contracts.
And
you
I
see,
think
that's
it runs
what they make
on the
sign all
I think
your
it
contracts.
Runs on the Verizon network, if I'm not mistaken. Mint does, and also you know Comcast Mobile, the cable that also runs on Verizon.
Well,
so
we
it's all Verizon.
We should check it all
yeah.
out because we have to get away from AT&T if they're going to fund own OAN. Network, which is destroying, literally destroying our democracy and dividing the country the way they are, and it's all lies and propaganda.
$300 a year for the phone service.
For where?
For Mint.
What is AT&T?
Oh, it's about $100 a month, probably.
Well, we have to check that out. What, who is it? Ryan Murphy?
Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Reynolds. The actor. Yeah.
I don't know who he is. I got to think who he is.
Yeah.
I probably know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so did you know that out of the 1,500 families that were separated from their children during the Trump administration, they did not document, they didn't do DNA testing. They didn't document, I know who he is. They didn't give them any kind of paperwork. They
right.
didn't log them into any kind of a system. They're just out there. It's taken the Biden administration 10 months just to find seven families, 52 family members, and put them back together in 10 months. There's 1,500 that they know of that are still separated. So I wish there would be some kind of a national database that people could go to
mm-hmm.
where they put the picture of the baby and then, you know, you could go and find your kid. I mean, that is heartbreaking that they kidnapped these kids from their parents, shipped their parents out of here, and didn't take any information on the kid. They don't know anything about them, you know, like where they were born, what country they were from, what their parents' names are, nothing. So they've been able to put together 52 families out of 1,500 plus, and it's taken 10 months. They have a complete task force that this is all they do, is try to reunite these families. I think that is criminal. I think these people should be prosecuted at The Hague for human rights, human rights abuse. So then Trump said at his rally, here's the difference. Hillary conceded. I never conceded. No reason to concede. So that's why he's still calling himself president. Oh, God. 84% of Trump voters are worried about discrimination against whites. So 84% of voters think that whites, of Trump voters, think that the white group, what do you call our white race, is being discriminated against.
Race.
Yeah, that we're being discriminated against. I don't feel like white people are being discriminated against.
They call it reverse racism.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
I don't think white people are being discriminated against.
I'm
not sure that some of the other people that say they're discriminated are discriminated against either. I think sometimes it's a circumstance, and whether you're black or white, this would have happened anyway. Let's say you're black and something happened and you call it racism. I don't think all of them are racism cases. I think it might have happened anyway.
Right.
But there's by far more prejudice against other races than there are white people.
For sure.
Who doesn't believe that? What's wrong with people? So Stephanie Grisham's book, you know, she was the White House, Melania's chief of staff. She says that 1600 Pennsylvania was a dysfunctional family subject to mood swings and whims. And that the reason she finally left was after the insurrection that Melania was not even concerned about it. She was very lukewarm about it. She just like, oh, it was an insurrection. And she said that was the final straw when she realized how bad they really were. And the good news is the White House is not invoking executive privilege, so hopefully all the truth will come out. But these guys, you know, how do you call yourself the law and order party when you defy subpoenas? Yeah. You just, I'm not going.
They said, come on, her lease was up.
I hope they lock him up. If you
That's
defy
what they're
a
saying
subpoena,
here. They can't wait for Trump to be locked up for all his crimes.
But you need to lock him up for the crimes and cut the head off at the snake. But you also need to lock up these enablers that are refusing. Remember Susan McDougal back during the Clinton administration? Yeah. She went to jail for over like 13 months or something because she refused to testify. These guys are just like, F you, I'm not testifying.
And listen, what Bannon didn't show up the other day when he was subpoenaed and supposed to be there.
No, tomorrow he's supposed to show up in court. He didn't show the documents request.
Yeah,
If they don't go after him when he doesn't show up for the hearing tomorrow or Friday, then he needs to be locked up in contempt. It's over.
They've got to get tough, and that's the problem, and they're not doing it, and that's what they need to do, and we've got to draw a line in the sand with it, so...
I think one of the reasons that a lot of the Democrats are a little disillusioned right now is because of the corruption is continuing. If they would go in and start arresting and indicting and prosecuting these people, that would rally the base nothing else. Because what we're mad about isn't the infrastructure hasn't been passed, because they're working on it. It's not because COVID isn't gone away, because it's getting better. It's not because the supply chain is slow, because they're now interacting 24-hour shifts to get that up. It's not because of the climate change, because they're doing things and they're saving national monuments and they're doing things. It's none of that. It's because the corruption's continuing and nobody's doing a damn thing about it. That is what we're mad about. I would rather have them, I want them arrested, locked up, and tried for their crimes. And that is what's going to bring the base out, and the Democrats and the rational Republicans. There are a lot of Republicans that want to see them held to account, a lot. Mm-hmm. Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, but tons more. Max Boot said, I'm a one issue voter now. He used to be the biggest conservative ever. I'm voting democracy versus autocracy. And the other one is that guy at Dowd, Matthew Dowd's running for lieutenant governor. He was George Bush's right hand in the Bush administration. He's now running for lieutenant governor of Texas as a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And he's been a Republican his entire life. They all want to hold these people to account. While Trump's running around and putting all putting all these low people in high places, like, you're going to be the Secretary of State here, you're going to be the governor there, we're going to get these people into office so we can overturn the election if we don't get the results we want, because you know I won. And the retribution and the vindictiveness over what? He's the one that did all this stuff to us. No one ever did anything to him. He was born with a platinum spoon in his mouth. He blew through all the family money, stole money from his niece and all their inheritance except for his own self, and has bankrupted 6 or 7 businesses. The hotel in D.C. is going, lost $17 million, and they're trying to get rid of it. They've stripped his name off of everything in New York City where people know him best. And he's still getting away with it, and people are going to the rallies going, Trump won. Yeah. What the hell? Because he's a liar, and these people have been dumbed down so far, and they only listen to Fox News and OAN. And they start to get all worked up, and they believe it. But we have to stop these people. And if you really want to get the approval rating up back to 80%, Biden, you need to start locking these people up. And if what's-his-name's not willing to do it, Merrick Garland, the sentimental choice, which is qualified, but I don't think he has a cutthroat mentality, get rid of him and put Adam Schiff in there and start locking them up. Right. Because until you reveal all the way to the core who they are and snuff them out, we're never going to have any peace again. And we're never going to get rid of COVID again. The climate's going to get worse again. Just goes on. 56% of Republicans do not want Trump to run again.
Did you see the climate report that came out from Miami yesterday?
No.
So they've moved the date up to 2030. That if they showed the map yesterday, all of South Florida will be completely underwater, and the beach line goes all the way up. Like the water would be going, the ocean water would be going into Lake Okeechobee.
Because we have to do something about it. It's horrible. We're sitting here with two Republican senators and a Republican governor, and even the city of Miami. Are you following all that with the mayor and the police department? It's like a banana republic of Republicans down here. They've taken the worst of Central and South America and put it into politics in Florida. That's what they've done. And people came from there to here for a better life, for democracy, for a good life. And they've turned it to the lowest common denominator and flooded the politics with it. Meanwhile, I guess you read that Gabby Petito, they found out she was strangled.
Yeah.
Oh, and they still haven't found... Brian Laundrie.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's horrible.
And Elon Musk is moving Tesla down to Austin, Texas. So that's not bad. That's going to be some revenue there. But why would you move to a red state, you know, where you're enabling?
He was mad over the way the governor of California handled the whole COVID thing. Remember, they shut down everything, and he was mad about, and kept the Tesla operations going and everything?
Let's just wait till they get to Texas, and the next time they get ready to launch something, we got to shut that down. Everyone's got COVID.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I guess that's it. We'll see you guys next week. Same time. Place, same time, same story, same gossip, same nothing. It's all about nothing.
Or listen to Leah on Jeff Lewis on Friday.
And go to leahblack.com right now for your big discounts on all the products, including the ones we've never discounted before. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.